Tensions escalated today at one Stop and Shop store where temporary workers were brought in to replace striking union workers. The strikers are among some 31,000 employees who walked off the job yesterday. Some stores are closed today, but others remain open. At a Stop and Shop in Mansfield, picketing workers heckled their replacement, and WBUR's Callum Borchers was there.
They don't have a home! They're prisoners!
This is how temporary workers were greeted when they arrived in Mansfield this morning. Union workers claimed the replacements were inmates on work release. One union member claimed a temp worker had said so himself. Most of the picketers were white, most of the temps were black. Strike Captain Matt Sorbello acknowledged the inmate rumor is unconfirmed.
The word is that it's work release prisoners that are in the building. I cannot confirm that just based on what my team is telling me. That is what is in here.
Stop and Shop forcefully denies hiring inmates. The company says it is using a staffing agency, though it declined to say which one. The temps and store managers weren't talking either.
Okay, you just need to go outside and be with them then. Can't be in here asking them questions.
Well, I'm allowed to be in here, but
yeah, you can. Yeah, then you just can't ask them questions.
I can ask them and they don't have to answer.
Fine, they know that.
Okay. Can you tell us where they're from?
Yes.
Back outside, union members tried to discourage customers from patronizing Stop and Shop during the strike. Union leaders say their goal is to keep benefits like pensions and health insurance at current levels. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.